Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
This October marks 25 years since we first moved to the United States, and I've been reminiscing about those really early days, and there are two distinct memories that stuck in my mind. And they stand out as key differences between the United Kingdom and the United States of America. But more importantly, I think they speak to the heartbeat of all who identify as American, especially in how we work because of how we live. Number one, Mrs. Butler, may I have a yogurt, please? Next door lived a wonderful family, David and Nanette, along with their four then young children, Caitlin, Megan, Austin and Michael. And we knew we'd be fast friends when after just 3 days of being neighbours, Michael, perhaps then 7 years old at the time, was found standing in just his board shorts and bare feet with his head inside our refrigerator. Seeing exactly what his little heart desired, he called out to my wife, Mrs. Butler, may I have a yogurt, please? Three thoughts immediately crossed my mind. Number one, that's our refrigerator. Number two, why doesn't he have a shirt and shoes on? Number three, but these American kids are so polite, referring to my wife as Mrs. Butler and adding the word please to what I thought was a rather brash request. 25 years later, I've come to love the directness of Americans, especially in the workplace. They, and yet I can now proudly say we, as a fellow US citizen, we see what we want and we go after it. That drive to pull oneself up by the bootstraps, climb that mountain, traverse that river and build something from nothing, pumps through the veins of all Americans, young and old. See, as Americans, we break with tradition. As a kid, I never would have thought of sauntering around my neighbour's house in just my board shorts. It would have not seemed right and proper. But why not? I mean, American business ingenuity is driven by those with a wanderlust to shake off the status quo and a comfort with making others uncomfortable. I find my fellow Americans polite and yet forthright. I've noticed a greater level of mutual respect here. There's actually less profanity in the workplace and greater cordiality. Is it perfect? No. But I think deep down in our DNA as children of the new world is a true reverence for all people, regardless of age, gender or race. After all, our first papers do tell us that we're all created equal. And out of many, we become one. Number two, hey, I'm Sarah and I'll be your server. Within our first week, we ventured out to our first American restaurant, which I later found out wasn't that quaint mom and pop spot, we thought, but what the locals call a chain restaurant. As we walked to our seats, we were shocked by the size of the portions. How could one person eat all of that? And then I learned of the concept of to-go boxes. Never heard of them before. Genius! Another great invention from the land of the free refill. Increase the quantity on the plate so people feel they're getting value for money, only to take it home, put it in the refrigerator and throw it away later. What a win-win. As we were seated at the table, Sarah, the server, joined us and asked if she could get us started with some iced tea. It was like a double punch. Firstly, I've never had a server sit at my table. And secondly, I was wondering, why would anyone ever put ice in tea? And my business takeaways were, I kind of liked and have come to love the casualness of the waiting staff here in the land of the free refill. As Ritz-Carlton hotels coined the phrase, aren't we just ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen? And why not throw ice into tea? See, what we enjoy tomorrow doesn't have to be what we've consumed in the past. We've got the freedom to change our tastes in the present. In closing, in summary, as we soon celebrate 250 years of this great experiment, whether it's the directness of a child at a refrigerator or the casual confidence of a server at your table, the American business spirit thrives by discarding the right and proper in favour of the bold, the cordial, and they're relentlessly innovative. Happy birthday, America.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.